can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for checking us out.
Song about time. Clocks.
Well, the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock.
Love this song.
This is a good song. Coming up, we'll get into this this NFL draft. We're breaking it down every which way. We've got our draft coverage Thursday. We're going to be out at Buffalo Wild Wing and Cape Coral. We're going to have a lot of fun. Want you to be part of all that as well. Breaking down a few new things on the show as well today.
Yeah.
We've got coming up next hour, Wikipedia for Pete. Let's stump Pete Shepard and win prizes. I like that. So we'll
good
do
prizes.
All that. Huh?
Good yeah. prizes, too.
Well, yeah, we got some golf.
Yeah.
Right? Got a round of golf on
better
the line
than
today.
That.
Chris is going to dig deep into his bag and help us out, find stuff. It'll be good. So we got a round of golf to give away. So that'll be next hour. And then also something new that we're doing here, instead of top of the hour Sports Center update, we're kind of streamlining things. We're getting back sooner from break, and we're getting right into it. Here's a little something sample for you. Let's our Sports Center rundown right here.
Closeout games tonight across sports. Two teams go for the sweep in the NBA. Both games on TNT start at 8 o'clock. The Bucks trying to take out the Pistons. Then at 10:30, the Rockets try to do the same against the Jazz. Two game sixes on the ice tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps at Hurricanes. Washington up 3-2 there. Predators at Stars. Dallas holds a 3-2 series lead there. And the Everblades tonight, game six, hosting the Jacksonville Icemen. Coverage on 99.3 ESPN starting at 7:15.
Nicely done. That's how it's going to roll each and every hour.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, at 4:02-ish. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. Before we get into the Dolphins and some people espousing their opinions about certain NFL drafts and whatnot, Donovan McNabb, former Eagles quarterback, had some...
And failed talk show host. And I mean miserably failed talk show host.
NBC Sports.
An embarrassing talk show host.
No. He has opined about what the Eagles should do. He says that Carson Wentz... Look, if he doesn't get it, he says the Eagles should think about drafting a quarterback, especially since Carson Wentz can't stay healthy. And then even if he can't get to the next round of the playoffs in the next 2 years, they should bounce him. How about that? Strong statement by Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, and then he went at 12:58 today, went on Twitter and said,
"Oops."
For those of you who misread, didn't understand, were confused, or just didn't like my comments, let me clarify it for you. Let me start by saying there's no beef, riff, or ill will towards Wentz or the Eagles. My comments were strictly based off of experience and understanding of how the business for football works. You are consistently evaluated every day, every game, and if you are reliable and or healthy enough to play, I know at times as players and fans it can be confusing to move on from the beloved players, but due to the business of health and trust, tough decisions are usually... tough decisions are usually made. Maybe people just didn't like it because it's coming from me, or I answered a question for one of those talents on the radio the way you didn't agree with. If that's how you feel, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's the nature of the game. And part of what he said, I understand.
It is true. But how many chances did they give him in Philadelphia? Now, granted, he did get to 5 straight NFC championship games at one time.
Yeah, he's pretty durable.
Yeah.
I mean... Do you think Eagles fans are frustrated with Carson Wentz?
Yes, and I think they're very nervous.
I think a lot of Eagle fans don't like that number 9 is not in that locker room anymore. I think Nick Foles was just a nice kind of just the best insurance policy that you could have. Yeah,
my line.
Made you feel comfortable.
I can only say Binky.
Binky.
Pacifier.
Comfort blanket, pacifier, yeah, whatever Binky. You want to call it. Although there's no pacifying the Philadelphia sports fan. But I think so. I think there's a lot of it that goes into that.
We got a lot of Eagles fans down here. I mean, I'd love to know if most of them, Donovan McNabb was a great player, obviously. failed as a talk show host, but that didn't take away from his play on the field.
Failed as a great Super Bowl player. Quarterback, too.
Loved him at Syracuse. Loved him in college.
And, one of the loudest boos you ever hear is when Eagles fan learned that he was being drafted.
Yeah, and again, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, all you had to do is just watch that one game in college where he beat Michigan in the Big House and absolutely tore them apart to know that guy was the real deal.
He said he never forgot that, by the way, that getting booed by Philly fan when he was drafted. His whole time there in Philly with all of his successes and ups and downs, he says he never forgot that moment. He always held it on as a grudge on his shoulder.
No. Need that chip.
A little chip on the shoulder.
Wake up every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something to do.
Yep.
But really, what if he goes through another, you know, where he can't make it.
If he gets injured a third time and can't get to the if he can't give you 16 games this year, you got to do something. You've got to.
What?
Draft another quarterback.
No, do you get rid of him?
You spend a lot of money to just get rid of him, but I think you get another one going in the pipeline. Probably take two.
Yeah, I mean, right now they've got three quarterbacks on their roster.
Nate Sudfeld's the only real
Carson idea. Wentz, Nate Sudfeld, and Luis Perez from?
Don't know.
The AAF.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
So he's a camp body.
Yes. Yes, he is.
We need not memorize his name. He won't be around much longer. Probably just helping out through OTAs.
Well, they got a stable of running backs in Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, making the trade for Jordan Howard, Corey Clement. I've liked Corey Clement for a long time.
Smallwood's still there, too, right?
Yep, Wendell Smallwood is still there as well.
Josh Adams.
So, I mean, they've got some nice pieces at running back. Like, they've got some pretty good options on the outside. Carson Wentz doesn't need to force stuff. Right. He doesn't need to force it. You've got one of the three best tight ends in the game with Ertz. Alshon and DeSean Jackson on the outsides play well. I keep waiting
Aguilar,
for the kid,
I mean,
Matt Collins, to come on because I think he's a stud.
And Aguilar, when he's healthy, I mean.
It's a great point.
Oh, they spent the first rounder on Goddard a couple of years ago, tight end.
So what you're saying is Carson Wentz needs to learn how to slide and go out of bounds and just take it down.
Like, don't take chances like that.
He needs to be smarter. I think that a lot of quarterbacks think that they come into the NFL with this cloak of invincibility, and you look at a guy like a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady who will literally fall down in the pocket as opposed to getting hit.
Right.
And they say,
hey, nobody calls them soft.
But I think that there's this stigma when you get in the league that you got to prove yourself or something like that. And then you end up with like an Andrew Luck situation where he's got to miss an entire season because he's nursing a shoulder injury. Like, he's changed his game up. I don't see any reason why Carson can't change his game up.
Yeah, he's got to be just a little bit smarter. And sometimes you're a professional athlete and you just get bit by the injury bug and it plagues you through your whole career. And a lot of it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You just, especially in football. I mean, I don't blame him. I blame him for the fact that sometimes I think he needs to be a little bit smarter and not do what he did. I think they talked him out, tried to in his first year. But if he goes down this year and you're going with Sudfeld and Luis Perez, you're dead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
In Sudfeld, we trust.
Yeah, please.
Former Indiana Hoosier. He'll get her done.
Imagine Nick Foles leading Jacksonville back to the playoffs, and God forbid if Wentz went down again and the Eagles don't make it again. Or the fact that I got as far as I did last year is pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Coming off a Super Bowl year, championship, tough to get back to the playoffs sometimes, just to get back.
But he's done it before. Wentz played all 16 his rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you go to December of 2017 against the Rams, tears both ACL and ACL, misses the Super Bowl run, comes back. Gets hurt last year with it was the back injury, right?
Yes,
the stress fracture.
Stress fracture, which is not healed yet,
no.
By the way. Just want to throw that out there.
So, I mean, it's a small sample size right now, but two out of the 3 years, the guy hasn't. Now, back, I don't know if that's something that's avoidable. The knee was.
I believe he had a lot of injuries before he was in the NFL, too. And I'm going off of memory here.
I have this dating back to 2015. Wentz broke a bone in his throwing wrist, required surgery. Mm-hmm. That was October of 2015. He was able to return and cleared to play in the national championship game for North Dakota State. But then he was drafted, the draft of 2015. And then 2016, hairline fracture against Tampa Bay in the preseason, comes out, plays the rest of the year.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see what Philadelphia does in the draft. We'll take a look closer at the draft in just a little bit. But there's one more quarterback I would like to discuss right now, yes. If you don't mind, please. Chris, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Because we know that your Miami Dolphins at some point are interested in a quarterback, whether it be now or next year with Tua,
mm-hmm.
or something in between.
Yeah, probably Tua, but yeah.
Peter King is reporting, of all the teams that are spending time studying Josh Rosen, the Miami Dolphins, far and above, are spending more time than anybody else looking into Josh Rosen.
Giants and Chargers in the discussion, too. Late last week, the Patriots were in the discussion. They don't seem to be in the discussion. But, you know, who knows? But
they want to make a deal.
You're right, but Adam Schefter also mentioned it as well.
I think it makes sense for the Dolphins to look into it. I don't mind that my team is, you know, the team that I root for is being reported that they're doing the best job of doing their homework, or at least the most in-depth background check. I don't see this team giving up real assets, which is what I think. When I say real, I mean like a first rounder to get Josh Rosen. I just don't see the value in that, because you're going to take him from a really crappy situation for a first-year quarterback and put him in a pretty crappy situation for a second-year quarterback.
Would you do it for a third?
That's the talk. I think it's going to take more than that.
I think it would, too, but...
At least a second. At least a second.
Peter King article, a third is being discussed.
Adam Schefter said, Rosen, the price for him depends on how many teams.
Especially when you factor in that last year you were going to take him at 11.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were going to take Josh Rosen at 11 before Arizona jumped up two spots to get ahead of Miami to take the kid.
See, Adam's saying if two or more teams bid for Rosen, it could end up being a first rounder. Otherwise, Arizona likely looking at a second round. I think there's going to be like six teams. I think you've got to be looking at possibilities of the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Giants, the Redskins, the Raiders. That's five right there. Who am I missing?
Chargers.
Absolutely. That's six.
Here's the problem for me if I'm a GM. Normally, I would be excited about the opportunity to steal away a former first-round pick with experience versus rolling the dice on these young kids coming out of college. But I didn't see enough out of Josh Rosen last year. To me,
it was unfair.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're right.
Yeah, he's still in the same class as these guys coming out of college. I don't know enough about him. There's no body of work in the NFL.
Not you being unfair, man. It was unfair. It's hard to judge what he went through because that was just utterly...
It'd be unquestioned if Josh Rosen were coming out of UCLA this year. He would be the number one quarterback.
He would be.
Yeah, I think
so. So is that worth a second rounder for the Miami Dolphins? I think it is.
It still seems like a steal.
I think it is.
It's value.
I think you got to seriously consider that. And so should the Giants, by the way. So should the Chargers. So should all the other teams that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much the Raiders, but I just think that, I mean, Gruden just loves Kyler Murray. So I don't know what, if that's a ruse or what. I know Derek Carr is not very comfortable right now. We know Rosen isn't comfortable. And
yeah, he's admitted it.
Yeah. It's just weird to see stuff like some of the stuff that's come out on Twitter and reported over the last few days. It's kind of like, wow, man, this would never have happened 20 years ago.
The Dolphins have one second round pick this year. It is the 16th pick of the second round, number 48 overall.
Yep. They pick at 13 and 48. Chargers have number 28 and 60. The Giants have picks 6, 17, and 37. Not that the Steelers would do anything, but they have four of the top 83 picks, 10 of the 219, so roughly one in the 20. Patriots have like five in the top 100. So I would stick the Patriots in this list as well, along with Miami, along with the Chargers, along with the Giants at the very least. I still think the Raiders could be in there. I think the Redskins would kick the tires as well. Why wouldn't they?
I think Washington and the Giants are the two teams where it makes the most sense to make the move now. Like the Chargers and the Patriots.
You still got a guy.
Yes. Would it be nice to have the heir apparent for Tom Brady or Philip Rivers?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be great to have that guy. But are you going to give up a second for that guy?
I would rather use that pick to help out my guy who's still pretty good.
Currently.
My Philip Rivers is still good. Let's get him some more receivers or something.
I want to get Brady another offensive lineman. Let's go get Brady another tight end to throw to. Whatever. Go get him an asset that he can use now as opposed to like a luxury pick, which is why I don't think they go Daniel Jones at 32 or any quarterback at 32.
And which is why, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jones there, Drew Lock. I mean, guys like Greer are going to be there probably in the second round. I still think there's a chance he might get taken in the first round.
I do, too. Quarterbacks always move up. Like second-round quarterbacks always get picked in the first round.
The Haskins, I
think it's so different this year because the market for quarterbacks is so different than what we've been used to.
Yeah.
Think about teams that have to get a quarterback.
Right.
It's like three.
Right.
It's the Dolphins, it's the Giants, it's the Redskins.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are the only teams that absolutely have to get – they don't have to.
No, they don't have to.
They invested a lot in the first round last year.
Now, you said – now, you included the Giants in that team, and I think reasonably so. But the Giants may not take a quarterback, even though they absolutely have to have one 2 years in a row.
And I still think you got to – you know, there could be a possibility, although I think it would be a major chemistry problem. I think it would be an issue at some point that they keep Rosen, draft Kyler Murray – as we talked about this before, Rose, next year it's only $1.2 million in 2019, only $1.9 million in 2020, only $2.9 million in 2021, a fifth-year option in 2022. If you're the Cardinals, why you should not be in any rush to deal this guy at all?
Well,
you can wait till the trading deadline, or if you absolutely are stuck convinced that you are not dealing him unless you get a number one back, then don't do it because. It's certainly affordable. I just think you have him and Kyler Murray on the same team. I don't know.
That could be tough. Kent Summers, who is a sports columnist for the Arizona Republic, but a longtime Cardinals beat guy, knows the team pretty well. He is quoted as saying he doesn't see any way that the Cardinals draft a quarterback. That is to say they kind of like Josh Rosen. There's no need to do it 2 years in a row. And he has him going with Quinnen Williams out of Alabama, number one.
I think he's nuts.
It's not to go interior D-lineman right there. I think Williams is going to be a stud.
I think Kyler Murray, 99.99% is going to the Arizona Cardinals.
It's the fact, and I'd lean lower than that, just because the Cardinals gave up assets last year to move up to the number 10 spot.
Yep.
Not only did they take the quarterback in the first round last year, they gave additional draft picks up. Gave him to the Bucs in order to snag him away from Miami. And
right.
This, yes, it's a new coaching staff. Same GM is in place.
Yes. Kime, right?
Yeah.
But one thing is certain is that the Dolphins are going to have a big decision to make at 13 because there will be quarterbacks available. There absolutely will be. Whether Kyler Murray gets in the first round or gets the first pick gets traded or Rosen's out there, mm-hmm. Daniels, Drew Lock. Whatever, there is going to be a pretty decent name out there at quarterback for the Dolphins to ponder at 13. I have no doubt about that. That's going to be a tough decision right there, especially if they're projecting Haskins falls some to 15. I can't see it.
No.
I still can't see the Giants passing on him. But with Gettleman, I don't know. But if Haskins is there at 13 and you're Miami, don't you have to take him? I think you have to.
I do. I think he is. I think he's the one I've got circled in the draft. I don't know what's going to happen with Kyler Murray. I think he's a phenomenal athlete. Mm-hmm. He may be great. I would not be surprised if he is great. Haskins is more. I don't want to get caught
you're
using words
Daniels
like prototype.
Is gonna go ahead. How could Daniels go ahead of Haskins? Come on!
I can't see that. I cannot see that.
We saw Duke play. You know, a few times, and he's a nice quarterback. Maybe he ends up being one of the greats of all time. That's the thing in the draft. You know, we sit here and. But just looking at the eyeball test, what does it tell you? Haskins is, I think, superior quarterback to I don't even know how they're even spoken in the same breath, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. One's a first rounder and one's not, in my opinion.
But they got Daniels going to in the top 10.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either, but more and more people are – his stock has risen and – Haskins hasn't because he doesn't run a great 40-yard dash. Who cares about the 40-yard dash? What do your eyes tell you?
Yeah, pass the eyeball test.
And if I'm after Haskins, to me, I'll stick with it. I mean, after Haskins, the two I go with before, if I'm a GM, mm-hmm. if I had a choice mm-hmm. and I had to pick a quarterback, it's a tie between Lock and Stidham. I think both of those guys are going to be really good. I'd take both of those guys over Daniels. I might even take Greer over Daniels. I think I probably would.
Maybe.
Mm. And maybe it's because it's Big 12 and they throws a lot more, and I've, you know, you see more highlights. Whether it's Duke is more not like that. Yeah. But I will tell you that. I would take Stidham and Locke before I took Daniels. That's just me.
Well, I will tell you. I tell you what. When we come back, we're going to go over the Sam Farmer mock draft that Stephen King.
It's about that scary. Yeah.
Peter King reprinted. And we'll run through it. And these various scenarios do come up. And Sam Farmer is he's a legit NFL guy. Mm-hmm. He's not fooling around. And he doesn't come out with a new mock draft every other day. So I think. You know, the week of, I think this is one you could take a serious look at.
We got into the wrong profession.
He did?
Yeah.
Why?
Should have been a farmer.
He's in L.A., man.
You can farm in Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Grow a lot of strawberries out there, some grapes.
California's pretty
further
big
north.
State.
Yeah, a little
California's
further north.
California's pretty big, you know.
A lot of agriculture out there.
Sure.
Want a vineyard.
Yeah, no doubt.
I could do that life.
What?
Vineyard life?
Oh, the testing of the product the growing of the grapes.
Here's what I see. Right?
I have no clue about that.
Chris on a rickshaw being
a rickshaw, like a tractor?
No, like
two wheels and two handles.
Two wheels and a guy.
Pull you along.
Popular, and they're pulling you along as you inspect your grapes.
Big in China.
For the wines.
Love grapes.
You know, he has big straw
hat. I can eat grapes all day.
Big straw hat.
I usually
hat
eat
on.
Them every day.
Love
big,
grapes.
Big straw hat.
Yeah. Big pointy straw
I'm
hat.
A green grape kind of guy.
Saying
they're better for you, but I like the red ones.
You like the red?
I'll eat them both.
I like red wine.
Yeah.
A lot of red wine is made from white grapes. A lot of it.
How?
No kidding.
Yes, absolutely is.
That is a fact I am unaware of.
Yes, it absolutely is.
How does that even work?
It's done by the way the sun hits the grape, the wind, the fertilizer, and depending on what part of the world you're in, a lot of red wines are made from white grapes. Absolutely.
Mm. I would have gone to my
grave.
My death, my grave, believing that red grapes, red wine, white grapes, white wine. Fact.
Nope. That's it.
I'm going to challenge you on that.
Not only Napa has it, Italy definitely does, Australia. Absolutely. I've seen shows on all this stuff because I was like you, fascinated. A lot of it has to do, you know, in season where the sun hits, the wind, all that stuff. If you're near the everything comes into play. But
Coriolis effect.
A lot of great red wines are made from
Coriolis
white
effect. Rotation of the earth.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah.
How about the earth turning?
Yep.
Why do we need a word for it? Earth just spins. It's called spinning.
It's on an axle.
24 degrees. 23 and three quarters.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah. That's what creates our seasons, Chris. That's why sometimes during the year we're closer to the sun, sometimes we're further away.
Well, I knew that.
Well, most of the country doesn't have seasons anymore. We are lucky down here. We have one great season all year long, in my opinion.
We have just
but
general
northeast
awesomeness.
And Midwest, northeast and Midwest, you have two. Sort of cold and really, really cold. And you get July and August that are okay.
Don't forget about fall foliage up there.
Man, how great was that weather yesterday morning?
Oh, my God.
Just open the sliders up.
Yeah,
got some of that cool breeze come in.
Solid.
Absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I could do this every day. It's fantastic.
Yep. It was great. It really was.
All right, so we will look at the draft.
Sorry.
Also, don't forget next hour, our debut of a new daily feature, Wikipedia with Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Stump him and win a round of golf at Eagle Ridge of Fort Myers. We'll do that next hour. And we'll have a lot of fun with that.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for checking us out on a Monday. Chris just handed out a few toys. Got some new 99.3 ESPN pens, golf tees, just some of the swag bag items that will be in our golf outing coming up in May.
Couldn't find them. We got koozies too. Those are pretty nice.
You just held one up. You got one?
Yeah.
Nice. Right.
You have more than one. We'll give them away. Don't forget the golf shirts, hats.
Nope, we got one koozie printed.
All right.
That's all.
Just one? It was a prototype.
Wow, is it made of gold?
All right, don't forget, sign up for our golf outing, 99.3ESPN.com right now. It's $99.30. And stay tuned because in a little more than an hour, our debut episode of Wikipedia. Hmm. I'll say it smoother later when you get used to it. Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Pete Shepherd, trivia. Plus some golf on the line there. Okay, so the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, and Sam Farmer of the LA Times put together a mock draft. Peter King promulgated it in his piece as well. And I want to run down some of this because it's very interesting. And he's got a lot of the usual on here. He's got Kyler Murray going number one to Arizona. Mm-hmm. He's got Nick Bosa, number two, San Fran, et cetera, et cetera. Ed Oliver, three to the Giants, or the Jets, rather. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers up to the north goes with, going with Devin White, the LSU linebacker. And he's got the Giants at number six. Going Josh Allen, edge rusher out of Kentucky. Again, not going quarterback.
Yeah, and I love that kid. I think he is going to be a stud.
Seen a lot of people putting Devin White with the Bucs.
Yeah.
Natural leader in the middle of the defense, sideline to sideline type guy. Can play on the field for all three downs, all four if you need him out there. Just the perfect replacement for Quan Alexander, you know, on the field, the way it looks right now.
Yeah. Now, he's got your Miami Dolphins at number 13, taking Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle out of Clemson. And that means Dwayne Haskins is available and you don't take him. He has him going 15 to the Washington Redskins.
I'm fine with that.
Do you let him pass? Do you let him pass?
I don't know how you do.
I'm fine with that. Because here...
Because you got a good pick on defensive line or whatever?
Well, this roster has greatness nowhere. Seriously. Okay. Like, you look at this roster, where is the best player on the Miami Dolphins roster? Who is it?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick? Like, sure. He's got the most upside?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You got two safeties who are probably better than him on the roster right now with Rashad Jones and TJ McDonald.
Yeah.
But you find a place to get him on the field, but... I'd say maybe Xavier Howard, but like they're all in the defensive backfield.
Yeah.
Putting a quarterback behind in this offense this year, it's going to be like a case with Josh Rosen where at the end of the year, you're going to look around and be like, I still don't know because there was no offensive line in place. There's not a workhorse running back. There's not that stud number one receiver that you know you can go to. And if he's double covered, he's going to at least break the ball up. Like, it's just, it's a recipe for disaster in Miami this year with a young quarterback.
If Haskins is available, they may think, instead of tanking for, I mean, do you think Haskins is going to be a better quarterback than Tua?
No.
You clearly don't.
No. I don't think Haskins would be one of the three best quarterbacks to come out next year. I think Herbert at Oregon and Tua in Alabama are all going to be higher rated prospects coming out.
All right. Now, in the same breath, as I said earlier.
Herbert has a lot to prove to me. I'm sorry. There's a lot that.
Yeah, but he's got a whole nother season. That's what you do, right?
Beat somebody.
I know. Maybe he will. So here, according to this, is Sam Farmer. So Haskins is available, goes 15. He's the second quarterback taken at 15 to the Washington Redskins. He also had, remember, the Giants have another pick in the first round at 17. He has them trading out of that, actually trading backward and trading back to 23 and then taking the third quarterback in the draft, Daniel Jones, out of Duke. So here we are. We're already down to 23. So the one thing I do like about this mock draft is he doesn't go crazy with the quarterbacks because I think we would all agree there aren't a lot of first-round quarterbacks available. I'm looking through the rest of it here to see if he has one go in the first round. And that might be – oh, okay. He does Drew Lock going 31st to Denver, just Denver trading to
that. I don't think he lasts that long. I don't think Lock lasts that long. Could be wrong.
I think he might, going to Chris's point earlier, let's look at the need at quarterback and guys that are already locked in. There's only three or four teams that really got to do it. They got to have a quarterback because everybody else has somebody spoken for or too much invested into a guy they're just trying out. He's only got four teams taking quarterback. And of course, Denver, they have Joe Flacco, but they can't go long with him. So it'd be wise to pick another quarterback. Boy, if he's got John Elway taking a quarterback, that's just the kiss of death. Maybe Drew Lock's going to stink. But anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah. So,
I don't think forcing a quarterback. You put him in a situation like Josh Rosen, you're going to get Josh Rosen 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. right? When the Eagles trade up and they select Carson Wentz, go look at the offensive line that they're able to put in front of Carson.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really good offensive line at that point, at least on the bookends.
Right. Until Peters got hurt.
Yeah. Jared Goff, same thing. Like, you had some pieces around it. You had Todd Gurley that you could really lean on, you know, through his first couple of seasons in the league and let him get some traction. The Seattle Seahawks, when they draft Russell Wilson, they have a great offensive line. Now, that's changed at this point, but as a rookie, he had an awesome offensive line and a great running game to lean on. I think you need to have pieces in place before you just go and draft a quarterback and at least draft the quarterback and expect to get an answer after year one.
By the way, I hear a lot of chatter about my beloved Detroit Lions. They are begging to get out of that 8 spot. It's available if anybody wants it. They want to go backward. Don't want to pick there. It's the Patriot way.
Well, it's smart.
I think maybe a lot of teams want to trade back this year.
Are there enough takers? Everybody
That's
does.
The problem, right? Yeah, everybody wants to trade back and get more picks, but you got to have somebody who wants to jump up.
But they got to have a contingency plan. I'm sure they do. Depending on what happens, there might be a player there that's available. They go, oh, my God, how is that guy still there? We thought he'd definitely go in the top.
Yeah, like if Ed Oliver's available at 8, which I don't think he will be, you jump all over it.
Like if Allen is there at 8, I would grab that in a second.
You're going to have a stud defensive lineman right there at 8. There's 10 of them in the draft.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I might just stay put and grab a defensive lineman.
It's what, I mean, you go out.
Or get a hybrid guy.
Lions go out and they sign Trey Flowers in the offseason. Go get yourself a dude to get after the quarterback opposite of him.
I am on the offensive side of the ball tantalized by this TJ Hockenson out of Iowa. Iowa's going to have 2 tight ends drafted in the first round, by the way.
Probably the first half of the first round.
that's incredible.
Yeah, Noah Fant and TJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued. But what do I know?
But it all depends. Also, it's right from the first pick. What do the Cardinals do? Do they trade Rosen before? Or do they trade him during the draft? Do they just draft Kyler Murray? Let Rosen stew for a little bit, and then all of a sudden make the deal.
I don't think they're going Murray.
The way. You don't think they're going Kyler Murray?
Stick with Rosen? Give it a shot?
I think they're going Bosa.
I don't think that's a bad play.
No,
I don't think that's a bad play. And that would be very on Arizona-like. There are teams historically in the NFL that they make moves and you just shake their head. Arizona's usually one of them. Detroit's usually one of them.
Miami,
yeah.
And it's becoming one of them.
It doesn't feel good. This would be a very un-Arizona move to say, you know what? We spent assets to get a first-rounder in Josh Rosen last year. He's our guy. We want a good look at him. We're taking Bosa going to have a premier defensive line.
I agree. But I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. With the coach and everything that's been said thus far, I know sometimes a lot of that can be a smokescreen. This situation,
good word.
I don't think it is. I think they're going after Kyler Murray, and they will trade Josh Rosen. And it's just a question of do they get a 1-2 or a 3 for him, and how many teams are vying for him. And I think there's going to be 5, possibly 6 on draft night.
Well, you jump up. So if the Cardinals pass at 1, you got the Niners next.
Oh, you see an Aaron Rodgers situation?
They're not taking him. You got the Jets at 3. They're not taking a quarterback. Now, barring somebody trading up, you got the Raiders at 4.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by that.
You've got a really good NFL quarterback. Why are you going to draft somebody at 4 that's like maybe?
Because when he's you like could one-tenth the cost?
When you could go and replace Mac?
Hello, Mac.
Doesn't Kyler Murray to Antonio Brown intrigue you?
Oh, Antonio Brown would eat that kid's lunch.
I know. All right, continue.
Kyler Murray would stay in the Oakland market, though. That'd be fun.
I was going to say, continue and play this game. Let's say the Raiders go, yeah, we got Derek Carr. He's the top 5 paid quarterback, but we're sticking with Derek Carr. Mm. How much further does Kyler Murray fall? I mean, Tampa's not taking a quarterback.
And the Giants,
Now you're the Giants, and the rumor is they're not taking a quarterback.
You sure?
What, the Giants?
Nope.
Who? Oh, what?
Tampa.
Ooh.
You sure?
Let's sizzle on that.
Final year going into Jameis's contract.
Man, that would be something.
You sure? No, you sure that's no, a team that's not in it for the quarterback?
I do it.
But with Kyler Murray?
I don't know about Kyler.
And then Dwayne Haskins is another super big, strong guy. Like, that was what Jameis Winston was. Who do you take, though? Who do you take?
Jameis Winston's problem is not that he's big, strong, and athletic. Jameis's problem is his head and his decision-making and his ability to fumble at every possible moment. That's what does him in. He's got the physical tools.
Yeah.
But sometimes he acts like he's playing with a 10-cent brain. And the amount of fumbles and picks, more so the fumbles he has had over the last 2 years, it's unacceptable.
I'd be really surprised if Tampa doesn't take a quarterback in the first three rounds.
Okay, well, I agree with that, but that would then eliminate Haskins at five. Their need at defense is bigger. We've got Winston. For better or for worse, we got our guy this year.
It's a glaring need on the defensive side of the ball.
I think they need to go that way. So Haskins and Kyler Murray are still available now at six.
Six.
So if the Giants are true to their word and pass on him, okay, they take Jones instead. Holy cow. Now he falls to Jacksonville at seven?
Jacksonville? No, they just invested in a quarterback.
No, but come on.
They got Nick Foles, baby. Four-year deal.
Did they not?
Yeah. They can't take a quarterback this year.
Buffalo? Yeah, I think they got their guy.
Detroit's not taking it. Detroit's not taking a quarterback. By the way, Matt Stafford's wife is done with her brain surgery.
Oh, good.
Denver at 10?
Denver would absolutely take him.
Done deal. And finally, John Elway looks good. Maybe.
Yeah, he goes from drafting 6'7" quarterbacks to 5'7" quarterback.
Well, does he have an aversion to taking a 5'7" quarterback, and does he take Haskins right there at number 10?
Let's also not forget, while we're doing all this stuff, Haskins is still available too. So now we're at Denver, and Haskins and Murray are available at 10.
I think Cincinnati reevaluates itself real fast at number 11 and gets
a quarterback. I think you're
right. Yeah.
I think you're right.
But if they don't...
That fan base is done with Dalton.
But all I'm saying, if they don't, and
that's how it
Green
seems
Bay
to me.
Is next. They're not going to take him.
And then there's Miami.
Then you get to Miami, Atlanta, Washington, where you got Miami and Washington.
Is it at all possible, however unfathomable, unthinkable, that Murray and Haskins could be available at 13?
Under the scenario we just went through, it's possible.
I know it's highly, highly unlikely.
I think it's possible.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
You run through what we just talked about.
So you're
If Arizona balks at a quarterback at number one, Kyler Murray at one, and goes Bosa.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
And the Raiders don't make that deal.
Where's the first quarterback coming off the board?
Let's continue this discussion. We are late. More quarterback chit-chat for the NFL draft coming up. By the way, Peyton Manning has made a decision on Monday Night Football. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. As we continue here on Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We have stumbled upon a pretty interesting and intriguing NFL draft question here. What if the Arizona Cardinals decide, you know what, we gave up assets for...
And asses.
Yeah. For Josh Rosen last year.
And acids?
No.
Yeah, that too.
That's not what he
said. A bunch of Tums.
And we say, look, we're going to go draft defensive line here. We have a first-round quarterback from last year.
What's the singular of Tums?
Tum? May I have a tum?
It's not Tums's.
No, I think Tums is like one word. It's like possum.
That's what I'm saying. I think the singular for Tums is Tums.
Yeah, you don't
with an apostrophe on the outside.
You don't go up to somebody and say, I'd like a tum.
No, it's
you
may, say, I, like, have
may
tums.
I have a Tums.
Correct.
Yeah. And if you get one or two, like that's kind of
more Tums.
It's in the eye of the beholder at that point.
I think it's a good question, Chris. Someday we'll put that on the poll.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. All Socrates has nothing on us. We get down philosophically, man.
Sure
we
do.
Get it done.
Sorry, continue.
All right, so where we were headed with this. Let's say that Arizona does pass on Kyler Murray, goes defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, got a quarterback. Jets, got a quarterback. Oakland, for now, they have a quarterback, mm-hmm. Derek Carr. Tampa Bay has a quarterback. Giants are trying to tell everybody in the world they're not going to draft quarterback. They'd rather have Josh Allen out of Kentucky. Then you got Jacksonville. They've needed a quarterback, but they just signed a quarterback.
Yep.
You got the Lions. They have a quarterback. At number 9, Buffalo, they've got a quarterback. So then what if at number 10, the Denver Broncos are sitting there and they've got two quarterbacks to choose from? And by the way, which one do they take? John Elway does not like small quarterbacks. Does not. Does he take Dwight Haskins right there as the first quarterback to go at number 10 and Kyler Murray is still available? Or Dwight, vice versa.
I think he has to. I think he would have to take Haskins, but he wouldn't pass, right? He wouldn't.
He'd go
pass
Murray.
Him. Oh, I don't know.
You think he'd take a small-statured quarterback?
Yep.
Okay.
He's drafted like 36 feet worth of quarterback in his time in Denver.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay. So he drafts Kyler Murray at 10 under that scenario. Then number 11, Cincinnati, who wasn't even thinking quarterback, even though they need a quarterback. But they didn't think anybody would be around.
Well, they have Dalton, and I think they have Jeff Driscoll, who's 6'4", 234, by the way. He's been in the league 3 years. Big kid, but...
Gators.
So then, do they take Haskins? Kid out of Ohio?
Transferred to Louisiana Tech. Okay. Started with the Gators.
Started with the Gators, okay.
Or do the Bengals let him go, and then you got Green Bay, and then boom, Miami. I think you got to trade up ahead of Cincinnati if you want a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Or does Matt LaFleur make a statement to Aaron Rodgers and draft a quarterback?
No, that ain't happening.
Yeah, probably.
He's already walking on eggshells around there right now. They don't want to upset him.
Man, I think if Haskins is there at 13 and Miami doesn't take him, I think fans will be upset. Not Chris.
They will?
But most other ones would. I think most fans would be upset if Haskins was there at
13. Are they still looking at Tua?
It depends who is drafted. I think if you go like a no-name, like the offensive lineman from Washington State, I don't think it's going to go over very well.
Why do you like Tua so much better than Haskins?
I've seen Tua. Like, I've seen the
Tua's
way...
Tua's more athletic.
No, I've seen the way that the Alabama offense has... Granted, I watch more Alabama football than the average guy, so I'm partial to him. But I saw that offense for a decade under Nick Saban. It was slow. It was methodical. It was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And this freshman comes in, and
boom.
Nick Saban is willing to open up the offense and put it on him to win the game, not lean on his defense.
Yeah.
I think that says more about a quarterback in college than anything I've seen.
Concur. I agree.
With that being said, the throws that I saw Jake Fromm make last year in that SEC title game against Alabama, against NFL caliber defense, maybe better throws than Tua has ever made. I just think that there's so much hanging out there next year that you have to take your shot on 2020.
Now, Sam Farmer also has Haskins available, slipping past Miami and going to the Redskins at number 15.
Man, Redskin fans would rejoice if that happened. They would go crazy. I don't blame you.
They're going to have three high-paid quarterbacks on their roster, though. That's in the salary cap day. I don't know. But, yeah, I think that's what you got to do. All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, the hour is upon us. Well, almost. It will be in a few minutes. We've got Wikipedia making its debut. Round of golf on the line. We've got a Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. Pay attention in 4 minutes for the word. That's coming up. I mean, we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Stay with us. And a police blotter in college football.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Don't go anywhere. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.